Follow the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Don't step on the sponsor.
Well, I got excited. So sorry.
Jay, can you start it again? Is there any way to start the song again? I know technologically. But... All right, good. So now you can sing.
Christmas without you.
You're a complete lunkhead.
Andrew Walker just texted me.
Yeah, he's texting me too.
Tell him.
Yeah, it's got...
I was just rattled by it because this doesn't help. Do it again, Jay.
The fireplace.
Chris.
Stop.
Christmas without you. That was worth it.
That's our song to Pinder. Thank God.
Yes.
Yeah.
But who's this dope?
I don't know.
Who's this wallflower?
I think
that.
Shut it off.
I think he's Steve. I think is what is
Stimson or
Steve's the Stimson. Morning retro.
Samsonite.
I was.
Did you go to that one?
Yeah, I did.
And.
Well, it's not as good as the original, but it wasn't going to be.
Is it? It's very Anchorman-ish.
I'll say not as bad.
Really?
There were some legitimate laughs.
Good stuff. Good stuff. You had a great start to your show this morning, Dean. I was listening.
Were you really? Did you poop the bed? What were you doing up at 6?
Had too much poutine.
Yeah? Why
do they name it poutine?
It's a weird name for poutine because that's generally what you do after you have poutine.
Poutine.
We had a great night last night.
Mm-hmm.
Team got together. This guy was there too, whatever his name is. And
seems to tag along.
Yeah. Went to the Comedy Cave. Jack put us up. Great night. Lots of hospitality.
I ate too many dry ribs.
Did you?
Too many dry ribs.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing.
Okay, there's too many. How about too many in a short amount of time?
Yeah, maybe. Well, why do you say that?
Nah, I'm just.
I saw something in the paper today. And it's one of those things. It's like, oh, maybe because I should probably read that. But then you like legitimately look away.
When it's out of your view.
It's like maybe if I don't see it, I don't need to worry about it.
Like when the phone buzzes and I can't.
Where the heck is it here?
What are we talking about?
Christmas calories, overindulging a bad idea.
What?
Just put that away. Just get here. Take that away from it. Yeah, apparently eating too much is bad for you. Thanks, Calgary Herald. Brilliant. Bob Hartley.
Yes.
He can sign a lease. He can get out of that.
He need a realtor.
He can get out of that.
I got a realtor for
that condo
you, Bob.
That he's been in, as he has a multi-year extension to stay on as the head coach. Your thoughts. Before we go, you know, peel back the layers, just
my first initial thought, somewhat surprised. Not shocked. Not blown away. Interesting.
Explain.
Well, I thought this would be the time where it's like everyone was calling. Why is he not signing? Why is he not signing? Why haven't they signed? Well, sign Bob. He's doing great. He's not doing great. Finished third last year. Got them going good this year. Now they lose 6 in a row. I thought this would be the time to see the biggest test for Bob. You know what I mean? Like, I thought this stretch right now, over the next month, was kind of the, what do we got? Are the guys bought in? Do they love playing for him? Are they going to continue to work hard? Or, oh, there's a little bit of adversity. It's not as much fun going to the rink. Don't enjoy this. You know, all of a sudden it starts to unravel. I mean, you've lost 6 in a row. You happen to lose to Dallas tomorrow night. And Van, well, you guess it's the what if game.
Yeah, yeah.
But the what if is a big what if. All of a sudden you're 10, 11, 12, like it could go that bad. And you've given him some, I just, that's why I'm somewhat surprised.
So here's, here, let me
He has
this.
Instilled a hard work attitude, and that's great, and it's been a lot of fun, and the people like going to the rink, and they enjoy the competitiveness of the team, the talent level's getting better. I just thought the timing was a little surprising.
So let me ask you this then. Should you base a long-term, because micro versus macro. Are you familiar with maybe that? The micro would be the six-game losing streak. Yeah. Not a microwave. The six-game losing streak. The macro would be the work that he has done over the 3 years or two, close to 3 years that he's been here. Should you make a decision like giving him an extension, multi-year, based on a two-week stretch?
No.
So, and I agree with you, which is why some people say, oh, it's a six-game odd time to give him a six. No, no. If you're sold on the guy, if it was six wins in a row, they would say, oh, geez, well, that's kind of stupid just because they won six in a row. Now he's your coach. And then if you lose, sorry, they're saying the same thing. Brad Treliving, obviously convinced he's the guy.
I'm guessing he was convinced before, after, always has
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
They're working close day-to-day stuff. They work together, right? It's me and you, boom.
That's right.
Every day they
are you getting an extension?
I doubt it. An escort out of the building, maybe. Is a little more. But yeah, I think that Treliving's obviously very comfortable with what he has.
So then.
But why not Marty Jelena? Did he get an extension?
Stop.
My good buddy.
So then moving forward.
There he is.
Let's just. Okay. So whatever the reasons being. Moving forward today, let's say it's a 2 year extension. From now till 2.5 years away.
Yep.
Are you good with Bob Hartley being the coach of the Calgary Flames?
Yeah.
Should that be what it is then?
2 years? I don't
know. No, I mean, should that be how you maybe look at it?
Absolutely, because if he continues to get these guys to do what they have done, it's a success. If he happens to get them into playoffs, a huge success. And if he doesn't, at the end of 2 years, he'll have worn out his welcome, or whatever you want to call it. The shelf life of a coach will be over, and who cares?
Yeah.
Time to move on. You're still going to be in the, whatever, midst of putting together that, what you think is a, you know, a top-tier team, and 2 years from now, it's not, I mean, bringing in someone tomorrow isn't going to help you get there any faster.
The people who have seemed to excel with Hartley behind the bench are some of the younger guys. I mean, obviously, you know, Tanguay.
There's a lot of younger guys, though.
Tanguay left. It's a lot of younger guys, but I don't know if you look at Monahan, and maybe he's going to do it with any coach, but Monahan has been good. Brody's been good. Goudreau was good. We've seen, again, Juris has kind of found money in many respects. And going back, I just don't know, would any coach have done better with the teams we saw in the last 3 years? There's no answer to it, but I have a hard time believing. I mean, we watched this team for a long time.
You're right. They wouldn't have done better. It might have been different. Or would someone else have had the same amount of success? Are we saying that it's Bob Hartley's drive, determination, and game plans that's pushing the players to be this good? Or does Sean Monahan want to be that good? Giordano?
Right.
You got to think that he's got, you know what I mean? You don't think, this is not a Mike Keenan coming in and manipulating and motivating, right? I don't think. I think that a lot of the guys in that dressing room, Josh Juris is good this year. Guess why? He wants to play in the NHL. Whether it was for Bob Hartley or you, he's going to work his tail off.
Probably better for me, but I see your point.
Yeah, well, you can relate. You're very good with
people.
But... And although that's you've got Paul Byron, Josh Juris, Ferland coming up. Who else would be young guys? Monahan.
Granlund.
Yes, give Bob credit, but what's the ultimate motivating factor there? Not Bob Hartley. I'm in the NHL.
Yeah.
I'm going to work my tail off. he gives him the platform to do it, and he supports him and makes, you know, and that's what a coach's job is. But you got to give those guys some credit, too.
For sure. And I think that's the thing with coaching in general. There's never an exact way to tell whether it's because of the coaching, in spite of the coaching, that whole thing. Because the record, you look, take away what he's done this year, because it has been, again, very strong, but it's starting to...
No, take it away what it is today.
Well, I'll give you both.
That's...
All right, so in the lockout shortened season, 19-25-4.
No good.
Last year, 35-40-7.
Five games under five.
And this year, 17-14-2.
So he's two games under in the last 2 years or whatever.
Yeah. So you throw it together. It's 71 wins, 79 losses, 13 more in extra time. And the naysayers will say, that is what gets you an extension? If that gets you an extension, what does it take to get you fired? That's what the people who are against it will say.
Well, go 3 hours north. You'll find out.
How much, and that's another thing I wanted to ask you. On consistency alone, it should not keep people around just to keep because they've been there. But this is a team, and I walked through, and we'll do it in the next segment. I believe this is the first contract extension given to a coach in Calgary since Bob Johnson in the 80s. We talked about it on the way to the thing last night. Yeah. I think it was Badger Bob Johnson.
Wow. That's a long time.
No one has lasted more than 2 or 3 years. Now, Daryl Sutter, extenuating circumstances because he went upstairs. Well, yep. I'll do it. What, got time? I'll do it for you, Retro.
Well, and not...
So you go to Bob Johnson. I'll just walk... He was there.
Just breaking down how terrible Flames have been? What kind of...
Just not
just
how terrible.
For Christmas?
Nah. Just how tenuous it's been to be a coach. 82-83 to 86-87. 4 years. Badger Bob. Then Crisp comes in spite of winning a cup, is let go in 89 at the end of the next season, 89-90. So he was 87-88 to 89-90. Then Doug Risebrough came in, lasted a year and change. Guy Charron came in to mop up the rest of that season, then he gone. Dave King lasted a couple of seasons, he gone. Pierre Paget, couple years, gone. Brian Sutter, 2 years, gone. Don Hay, part of a season, gone. Greg Gilbert mops it up, stays for one more year, gone. Al McNeil.
Choppa.
How many games for Al McNeil? Didn't he have a couple?
A lot of games.
Then they brought Daryl Sutter in. He finished the 02-03 season. And then the year before the lockout, obviously, 03-04.
Sutsy, Playfair, Keenan, Hartley.
Then Playfair, then Keenan, then Sutter, and now Hartley. So... my math is telling me that the last guy to have lasted any amount of time beyond three seasons goes back to 1987.
And they won the cup.
Not in 87.
No, but the next coach, that's good. Get him here, then fire him, and then the next coach wins the cup.
History. It's an interesting time, too, because of what's going on in Edmonton. And I hate the comparisons because they're two different teams, two different cities, two different everything. But in one city, you have a show of faith in spite of a poor record. And the other one has five coaches in 6 years. Not that the Flames are a lot better because Sutter, you know, again, Sutter was here for a bit and Keenan and all of that. But I just don't think the 6-game losing streak should have anything to do with it. In a way... what happened in the lockout season almost shouldn't matter. It's what's happening
in
the last 50, 60, 80, 90 games. And pretty much from the Olympic break on last year, this has been a team that's doing things the right way. And I would guess that there's some in the locker room that was the worst news that could have got yesterday. not this universal, but it's like,
yeah.
So he's staying. Well, makes it clear for me.
That's why coaching sucks, right? Is because you can say, why would you? And I sometimes I think it because as a player, that's not true. Thinking it through, it's not true. I was going to say, I don't really care that my coach has a 3-year deal. I don't care that he has an extension. If he's the coach, he's the coach. And if tomorrow he's not the coach, well, guess what? Too bad for him. I've got to work for this guy.
All right.
Now, you like some coaches better than others. I was lucky. I had a pretty good relationship with all my coaches. But I don't know that. Like, one of the reasons they've got to be doing is to show that, hey, you guys, here's in the room. No, he's the coach. Like, there's no questions. His philosophy, his game plan, that's what's going to be in place for you guys for the foreseeable future. And I just don't know that. Maybe I've been away from it for too long, but I don't think that it's that important a statement to make. So, again, that's why I'm like, not stunned by it. He's had the team, and the people going to the rink are pumped up. The games are exciting. They play hard. But you, analytically?
What are you talking about? Analytically.
But if you just look plain and simple at the record, nothing to get excited about.
That said, he was in, much like Feaster, was in a period of time when it was transitioning from one to the other.
Yeah, okay, but take away the...
And now they're a young team that just, they're not very good. They're not supposed to be. They're year two of a rebuild. They have 19, 20, 22-year-old players. That's their best players right now. Either can't or have just been able to buy a beer in the States. Like, that's their nucleus and core right now. So to look at the record, I almost think is unfair. So, like, my whole thing is...
And I would think that that's not what they did. I don't think it was the record. Obviously, they're not worried about six-game losing streak. What they looked at was, how's our working relationship between Burke and Treliving and Hartley and the rest of the coaching staff? What is it like? What do we think of his philosophy? What do we think long-term of his work ethic and his drive and his approach and his whatever else?
Yeah.
Intangibles. They like it. And guess what? It don't matter if we don't like it.
And the important players that will be here in 2 or 3 or 4 years, how are they performing under him?
And what's their relationship like with him? We don't talk about that. Well, if it seems to me that they want to get young. They are young. And guess what? Guess who's playing great?
Young guys. What do you...
Nothing else matters. Giordano and Brody are your, whatever, pillars on defense, whatever you want to call them. Are they playing all right?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. So if you look at it and you say, no, that's... The key components of our team are all responding to what Bob Hartley and his coaching staff have to say. He's our guy.
It is 7:20. Someone's ready to get out of here. Derek Wills coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts as well as Eric Duhacek. I'm surprised. The fan feedback line, I'm kind of stunned because it usually goes both ways. It's pretty much universal and unanimous that at least the people that are texting into this show are very happy that Bob Hartley is staying. Time will tell. 7:21, Sports at 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning, only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
What's this now?
It's...
I was being facetious. Is that a word?
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Does it make sense?
No, it's... Yeah, well, I don't know what you're getting at. If you're...
Just listen to the song. I hear all the other radio stations, they play Christmas music, and the ratings go up. Why are we talking? You got Kenny and Dolly singing up beautiful harmonies.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand why we're wasting our breath. This is what the people want to hear.
You just want to go.
You're telling me that Hartley, who listened to the first segment, I guarantee it, doesn't have this on now and just kind of nodding in his.
Yeah, Treliving.
We're done good, boys.
Dallas ain't nothing, boys. We got him right where we want him.
What'd you get your girl for Christmas?
Something nice.
Are you still doing Bob Hartley, or now are you asking me? It's 7:31.
Yes, those are some long commercial breaks.
Just stop.
What?
So we start the show today.
Hey! Shut up.
That's right. We start the show, and it's that time of year.
You're late, so they...
Was not late.
Instead of having you on...
I was here quite early.
Filled the airwaves.
Even Steve, when he walked in, he's like, "Jeez, you're early." I'm like, "No, this is when I get to work." So we had a...
He's a go-getter, Steve.
We had a lot of...
Could learn a lot from that, man.
We had a lot of commercials. And people on the text lines, "Boy, you guys are lazy. There's certainly got to be something to talk about. Come on." It's not really a matter of being lazy. It's a matter of conducting business.
Got to get paid.
Got
to get paid.
I'm a little concerned
what
about this holiday season, because I'm not going away, staying here.
Isn't that the best?
Hear me out. It is the best. And I do have a nice little chunk of time off. But there's a lot of food coming into my house. And I have no guests.
Where'd you go yesterday, Boom Boom?
Yesterday, I spent $100 on pierogies. $100.
Them are some good pierogies.
They're fantastic. But I don't know that my wife and I need $100 worth of... I can't control myself. And so what do you think?
I might as well get eight.
So let me ask you this. Do you think they're going to go bad?
No.
Do you think I'm just going to suddenly invite a bunch of people over and make them pierogies?
Absolutely not.
So where are they going to go?
In your belly.
That's right. I'm going to eat $100 worth of pierogies. And I know that, and I'm powerless to it.
I feel for you, buddy, but don't fight it. Don't stress over it. The stress is worse than the food. Don't stress. Don't let the stress get you down with the holiday season. Enjoy that grub. Take a laxative. No problems.
I was out the other day. I bought a tray.
The big trays?
Yeah. A tray of tarts. An absolute, like a tray, multiple.
Was there butter tarts?
Butter.
You can stop right there.
Pecan.
Oh, I like pecan.
Yeah. Again, no one coming over. Oh, I got to have them for the guests.
You don't know that. What would happen if someone showed up at your house?
I don't answer the door. I tell the kid. Because if anybody's coming over, they have generally...
What if you get stuck home alone?
If it's somebody...
Like Macaulay Culkin.
Like, if somebody I know that's coming over, they're texting first. Hey, you're around? I'm going to drop by. That'd be great.
See, my wife and I have been known to hop in a car, get a car service on Christmas Eve, and just show up randomly at people's houses.
Is that right?
Just to see what kind of people you are.
Yeah.
What you're serving, what you're doing.
As I'm smashing butter tarts and pierogies.
Butt naked on his couch.
Yeah. And I am going to have a treat for you coming up in the next segment.
Are you now?
Because I, on my mother's side, God love her and bless her soul, pretty much hardcore Ukrainian.
Oh.
Yeah. Hence the pierogies.
Now they use a different word. Peohe or some...
Petahe.
Yeah, that.
And for
it's
you...
It's not peyote?
It's not peyote. No, it's not. Because
that's where my family's... That's what we...
You get the peyote?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, first of all, you don't smoke peyote. That's one thing.
Well, it probably explains a lot.
Yeah.
But in the next segment, which apparently...
High on grass.
Pete. I dreamt about Pete last night.
What?
Yes.
Dry ribs.
Love him. I must have felt guilty for...
What'd you...
ripping on him a little.
Was he topless?
Get a life!
Actually, he may have been. He may have been.
Yeah, 'cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. We're high.
Bait might stop at your house.
No.
Okay.
No.
What were you? You were saying something about pierogies or your mother's side.
Next, because I am harf and harf. I don't know what the other harf is, but I'm on the other side. It's full on Ukrainian.
Yeah.
So it's a lot about cabbage rolls and pierogies and that whole thing.
Now,
but in the next segment, something from my youth, like from when I was a wee lad,
lefse.
I have something to share with you and all the Ukrainians out there, and really everyone who's listening. Yeah. Something I
so
grew
you're
up
finally
with.
Bringing something
just in time before the end of the year. Finally, going to bring a little something to the table.
And Pinder's not here.
I know. So, my Ukrainian gift to all of you. When we come back, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Get in on the conversation now. Text the show at 960-960. Boomer in the morning, only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
$7.46. Little Kenny and Dolly Christmas.
Like heaven.
Tis.
Listen to that.
She's still living, right?
In my mind.
Is Dolly dead? She's not dead, right? Is Dolly dead?
Statement.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan, wants to help, along with London Drugs, make you the dad of the year. Right at the end, you can just sneak it in right before the wire. All you need to do is go to our website, sportsnet.ca/960. Tell us why you want or need to be crowned Dad of the Year. If we decide that, yeah, that's worthy, you'll win an Xbox prize pack for your kids from London Drugs. It includes an Xbox One with the Kinect, two wireless controllers, a bunch of games, and more. And we're making that draw Monday morning, December 22nd. And how great will that be? Because I guarantee it.
Oh,
no one listening now.
The only issue
has
is,
done their shopping.
Exactly. The only issue is for the rest of the poor dopes that don't win it.
They're holding out till Monday.
Yes.
In case they win,
and now they're stuck Tuesday, Wednesday, trying to.
That's. I don't think they're holding out. I think that's just how it goes.
Deadbeat.
So again, there you go. That is our Dad of the Year contest, brought to you by London Drugs. Derek Wills coming up at 8 o'clock. Eric DeHatchick as well at 8:20. Get Eric DeHatchick's take on the extension for Bob Hartley. It is a multi-year extension. His current deal was set to expire at the end of this season.
Yeah.
And are you curious at all why they didn't put a number on it? Do you think there's a, if you do this, it's this, and if you don't, it's this?
Is that how those things work? If you make
know.
The playoffs, it extends by a decade?
I'm not sure that it
goes.
That
would be a nice little perk. Boys, get me in the playoffs.
What's going on with you today?
Oh, I'm a bit weird.
Yeah?
Yeah,
is it...
very funny. I feel like I'm at the Wild Rose party where I got to steal the mic all the time.
Yeah, you're a riot. Now, what is it you're doing? Because you're very
I'm about
occupied.
To snap. Maybe actually someone out there can explain this to me. I bought tickets to the World Junior Championships this year in Montreal and Toronto. I was going to go to Buffalo for Christmas. I was going to drive up to Toronto for the games. Blah, blah, blah. A month
Buffalo.
Ago.
Go to Buffalo. Yeah, Buffalo. Hey, f*** you, man.
I can't find my tickets. They haven't been delivered to me. A month ago, I talked to a lady, a nice lady. She said, yep, we'll send you your tickets. No tickets. Tomorrow's the first game. I got no tickets. I can't give them away. I can't sell them. I can't do anything with this. And I'm on the website, and it's useless. And I'm ready to snap.
So did you pay for them?
I do believe so, sir. That's usually how it works. And they're not cheap.
Well, I'm curious, though, because is
there
a
chance? I talked to the lady, and she said, yes, we are sending you your tickets.
Did you get a confirmation number or the name
it's
of the woman you
deleted somewhere? I mean, how do you
Have you checked your credit card? Did you do a card?
I'm on. That's why I'm distracted. I'm looking at all these charges. There's a lot of charges that I didn't make. Someone else with a credit card made.
Oh, I see.
It's very distracting as well. We bought what? That's a lot of money.
Did you spend $100 on pierogies?
I'm gonna tomorrow.
Pools and props as well coming up just after 9 o'clock.
So my one request is anyone out there that is dealing with this World Junior disaster, please call. Please. Text Boom Boom and give me some guidance.
All right. Well, I guess if there's that. There's
no hockey to talk about last night, was there?
Well, there was
How about this? Calgary and Vancouver, the two darlings, maybe. Well, there were three, right? Nashville, Vancouver, and Calgary. Kind of the, what are those guys doing playing so well? Two out of three, no good anymore.
The Canucks, 0-4-1 in their last five. They were shut out by the Dallas Stars on home ice last night, 2-0.
And I would have guessed that Nashville would have been the team to maybe fall off. But Pekka Rinne.
First goalie to 20 wins. Dallas getting goals from Red Deer's Colton Sevier, and not from Red Deer, Antoine Roussel.
So
Stars, just very quickly, they've won 3 of 4. So
I was just going to say, what's your take on the Stars? Because you're a big Stars fan.
I like them. I don't like their goalie. Their D isn't good enough.
So what do you like about them?
I like their GM. I like their coach. And I got a lot of time for Jamie Benn.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
Don't be hearing as much about him as, but maybe that's because the other guy's scoring so many goals.
The other guy's leading the league.
What's he at, 23, 24?
What? Like, I know that you get to a point where you have to trade people, and that's difficult. We saw it here with Phaneuf. He had to go.
I'm not sure if they were at that point.
But, man, Boston. I know he was making $5 million or whatever it was. And, okay, well, he's getting tattoos, and he's, you know, a bit of a, yeah, he was, what, 22? Hire someone to work with the kid.
Yeah, put a personal assistant on him.
He's going to score 50.
Let's make a good choice here, kid.
Other games.
I could use one of those.
You really could. Senators defeat the New Jersey Devils 2-0. The Devils, they're a tire fire right now. They have 3 wins in their last 16 games. They've lost 5 straight.
I'm sorry, but is that the two worst teams? You know what I mean? To sell a ticket. Well, no, I guess probably Carolina.
Florida.
Yeah, might be the worst.
It's the first regulation win for Dave Cameron as the head coach of the Senators. They were outshot 34-16. And I saw a stat last night. There are 9 players on the Ottawa Senators roster that were not born the day that Jaromír Jágr was drafted.
Nine.
Really?
9 players.
It's quite a career he's had, but it's now getting a little long in the tooth. How's he doing? Oh.
9.
Yeah, can you let that donkey in? Could you do that?
No, just sit there.
Senators went 18 minutes and 40 seconds without a shot. And win
2-0. A period. Without a shot.
What a great game we missed.
See?
The Boston Bruins 3-2 win over the Minnesota Wild. This was Nicholas Svedberg getting the win. And Nick Backstrom.
Who's this handsome devil?
This devil, straight from what? Sundry, Cochrane. Where are you coming in from today? Sundry. The you know him, you love him. He's the badass rainbow. He's Ray Carrato Jr. What's going on?
Oh, not much.
Are you spreading Christmas cheer?
Absolutely, full of Christmas cheer.
Now, where'd you park the chuck wagon? Are you double parked outside?
Don't block the trains. The trains are parked. Go through there.
Yeah, the back wheels are over the train tracks.
Yeah.
If you see any sirens or flashing lights, that's me.
So look at you. You brought some goodies.
Yeah, straight from Olds, Alberta, Granny Jack's.
Oh.
Some home bacon and
nice.
Sorts. Yeah.
Well, that's awfully
we
nice
have
of you.
A food addiction, so we appreciate
yeah.
the fact that
yeah,
you're...
Yeah, I recognize that. I'm a big fan. I listen quite often.
Oh, yeah. So. It's a great show. So what's going on with you? I see you got your...
Your Tomko Group of Companies jacket on.
That's
there.
Right, yeah. You're doing some work, are you?
Working? Yeah, trying to.
Yeah? Yeah, you got the barn down. Going out there, the arena?
Yeah, arena's pretty busy. It's kind of the season for staying indoors, right?
So. You know, tell us about your arena out there. Should see what the setup he's got on this farm.
It's pretty basic. You know, we just
oh, yeah.
We got team roping and just drop-in riding, and there's barrel racing jackpots and all sorts of things. A lot of local kids and sort, you know, come there and so ride their horses.
If my dad wanted, he was a champion.
That's right.
Barrel racer.
Absolutely.
Old Whitey.
Yeah, sign him up in the 2D.
Yeah, that's right. Your dad. We'll get him out to Sundry. Get him on the back of one
get
of those.
Get him back and, on there.
Yeah. We got to do something out there, right? Like, we got to do something. Either we're putting a band in there and having
What we're saying is you should invite us out there and organize something. We would be happy to be there.
Okay. Deal. Yeah, we'll do maybe a little spring training morning show and go for a rip in the wagon or something.
Yeah, well,
scare the bejesus out of you.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, can he go first? Because he did the luge or whatever.
Bobsled.
Yeah.
Which you still haven't done.
Well, I don't like that.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Too fast.
But I was thinking what we could do is just go out there. We'll get some band. We'll get the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band or something out there. Pay him a bunch of dough. Sell some tickets. Party in the dirt.
Kind of like that idea.
Get loaded right up and
have a big barbecue.
Dance. Yeah, big old school barn dance. Get a good country band in there.
Don't worry, it's crossed our minds. Yeah.
All right,
put it together.
I'll put the wheels in motion. Now, you got any Ukrainian blood in you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My in-laws are full Ukrainian, yeah. And then my mother's part Ukrainian.
Mine too, which is, I brought this to the table. I said I bought $100 worth of pierogies yesterday, and I figured on this with the spirit
See,
of
you're
that,
a fake Ukrainian then.
Well, I don't, yeah.
Buying pierogies.
Just because I'm not making them?
Brutal. Get the bottle out and start making pierogies.
Here's a little treat. And already I said, if you have any Ukrainian blood, if you grew up with Baba Ghido and having the chesnek and petahe, then you'll appreciate this because this was a staple in my house at Christmas. This is Metro's 11 Days of Christmas.
On that first day from Christmas, my missus gave for me a big bowl of sour cream. On that second day from Christmas, my missus gave for me two petahe and a bowl of sour cream for me.
See what I mean?
On the third day from Christmas, my missus gave for me three rubber boots, two pair of hair, and a bowl of sour cream for me.
So you don't need three.
On that fourth day from Christmas, my missus gave for me four whole of tea, three rubber boots, two pair of hair, and a bowl of sour cream for
what?
Me. On that five day from Christmas, my missus gave for me five golden rings of kubasa. Beautiful, beautiful. Four hollow tea, three rubber boots, two pair of hair, and a bowl of sour cream for me. On that sixth day from Christmas, my missus gave for me six overalls, five golden rings of kubasa. Four whole up tea, three rubber boots, two pair of hair, and a bowl of sour cream for me. On that seventh day from Christmas, my missus gave for me seven 4x2 slabs, that's lumber, seven 4x2 slabs, 2-year-old could make a chicken coop to keep the dogs in. Seven 4x2 slabs, six overalls, five golden rings of kubasa. Four whole up tea, three rubber boots, two pair of hair, and a bowl of sour cream for me. On the ninth day from Christmas, my missus gave for me 9 months pregnant, eight all my supper, seven 4x2 slabs, six overalls, five golden rings of kubasa.
Sounds like you.
Beautiful. Four whole up tea, three rubber boots, two pair of hair, and a bowl of sour cream for me. On the 10th day from Christmas, my missus gave for me 10 pounds chesnek, that's garlic, you know, garlic. 10 pounds chesnek, 9 months pregnant, eight on my supper, seven 4x2 slabs, six overalls, five golden rings of kubasa. Four whole of tea, three rubber boots, two pair of hair, and a bowl of sour cream for me. On the 11th day from Christmas, chikai chikai boys in the band, it's going to be a big ending here. Oh yeah, oh yeah. On the 11th day from Christmas,
my missus gave for me. 11 pails of borscht, 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 borscht. 10 pounds of snack, 9 months pregnant, 8 all my supper, 7 4 by 2 slap, 6 overall. 5 golden rings of rubber. 4 hull of tea, 3 rubber boots, 2 pair of hair, and a bowl of sour cream for me.
There you go.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's Metro and the 11 days, the 11 days from Christmas.
What?
That?
What was the four?
Four, well, the Chesnek was the, what was it, four?
I don't know. That was after
I don't
the
remember.
No.
5 months pregnant.
No. Five.
Nine rings. Months. Five golden rings. Four. Hole of cheek. Cabbage rolls.
I was stuck on the Chikai Chikai.
Chikai Chikai boys. We need a big ending here. My parents would get bombed and fire that literally on the record player at that point and play it over and over.
I think the record player should be mandatory at Christmas.
Get the vinyl out.
Get it out. Put it on.
Boney M.
Yes. Get a new needle. Have at her. This iPad junk.
That's right. So, Ray Crotta Jr., did you enjoy that? Does that speak to you?
Ray's like, why the...
Like, what? Why
yeah, it brings me back why to the Bonneville days and going to Ukrainian Christmas at the RJ Lalonde Arena.
Nice. Hmm. Used to be my favorite thing back home, the fall supper.
Yes, the fall
harvest,
supper.
Harvest, right? Harvest yes. is done. Ooh. Chikai Chikai boys. I'll tell you. 801 Derek Wills. That full-blooded Ukrainian himself.
Yes.
Derek Wills when we come back. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.